into the show. Second half hour of hour number three on this Friday, May 3rd, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now is Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, candidate for the U.S. Senate Republican primary on August 6th. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Trucker. How are you?
We're doing good. I want you to give a field report for those who couldn't go down to Freeland, Michigan this week. You attended that event. Tell the folks all about it.
Well, that event was very good. We had thousands upon thousands of people there, but that was a Trump rally. And initially, Trucker, I have to be honest, I didn't want to go. And I finally talked myself into it, realizing that I was going to have the opportunity to connect with the voters. But, Trucker, what it actually did for me was absolutely encourage me. It showed me that we are getting our name out there better than I thought. People are behind me, such that when Trump hollered out my opponent's name, they started chanting, Sherry, Sherry. They did that three times. And, Trucker, I'll tell you what, if that wasn't enough to kind of continue to fuel my engines, that was pretty amazing.
Well, you know, the thing of it is, I could understand, you know, your trepidation about not wanting to attend because, let's face it, he endorsed the other guy. And it's like, you know what, let him have his event, whatever. But like you said, thousands of voters are going to be there. You were able to interact with the folks, talk with them. But when they mentioned his name, I got a couple of reports that people said that they actually heard booing when he announced his name, and then they heard those chants you were referring to.
That's exactly right. They did boo and then chanted for me. And, you know, Trucker, there's times that just, you know, that this race isn't always easy, especially when you realize the opposition. I realize that I'm the David, but God brings down the Goliaths, and I am the David, but I'm representing we the people. And the encouraging thing was truly the people that were coming up to me saying, oh, I heard about you and wanted to introduce myself, wanted to meet you. The hugs that I got, the encouragement that I got. Trucker, Michigan is who votes. The voters vote, not those that are coronated by D.C. And the coronated fair-haired child is going to go down because the people are behind me. And the more that I'm hearing, the counties are behind me, the grassroots and the voters. Those educated voters understand that Mike Rogers left Michigan, went down to Florida, bought a $1.7 million home versus his 728-square-foot matchbox here that he doesn't live in. Florida does not deserve three senators. Michigan deserves two.
Ooh, I like that one. That's a good one. Well, you know, the thing of it is, we've talked about the residency. We talked about him leaving Congress with his tail tucked between his legs after Benghazi started feeling the heat from Trey Gowdy, one of the congressmen from South Carolina, who was holding him accountable during the intelligence committee hearings. And one thing, oversight, actually, while he was in the House. And the thing of it is, Sherry, The people I'm getting text messages, Jeff and Oscoda. Oscoda loves Dr. Sherry. We're all voting for. You know, we've got people all over the listening area in northern Michigan. You've traveled to, now I believe you're up to, what, 74, 75 counties and counting. You'll be in Presque Isle County a week from tomorrow. The point of the matter is, people are not buying what these political class, these political establishment people are selling. And I don't know. I just feel a grassroots swell. I feel the people are coming out. They're listening. They're hearing the message. And I think they're not going to be supporting him. I think they'll be supporting you.
Trucker, that's what I'm finding. Absolutely, that's what I'm finding. There was only one man when we were at the Faith, Family, and Medical Freedom Conference that I did in Detroit, then Grand Rapids. I met one man that was for Rogers. He said he's a friend of mine and I've known him for years. When we got done with that conference, he turned around and said, how can I sign up to help you? But otherwise, when I'm going to the GOP, nobody, Trucker, is for Rogers.
Yeah, other than Donald Trump. And why he did that, I swear, that was the dumbest endorsement ever. And honestly, I think some people in Michigan or conservative patriot Republicans are saying, you know what? I really don't care what Donald Trump thinks about our candidate, our U.S. Senate race. I'm going to vote for the best person. I think that's Dr. Sherry. I'm not going to listen to Donald Trump.
You know, people are saying they're for Trump. They're not for his endorsements.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what, you know, what I'm saying is, you know, Trump has good policy. He hasn't had very good picks, but we the people, we have awakened, and we hear the lion roaring, and we're going to take this. And that's why I keep staying in the fight. Trucker, if I thought there was a better candidate, I'd step down graciously and support that candidate. There is no better candidate than a female physician that will beat the ever-loving out of Alyssa Slotkin and her life messaging that she thinks it's okay to transgender our children and to commit post-term abortion. There's nobody stronger than a female physician, and I'm looking forward to getting into that rink with her.
Yeah, well, I've got a former county commissioner here in my Antrim County. He's primary challenging State Representative Ken Borton for the 105th, Kristen Marcus. And he's talked to candidates over the years like I have. He's vetted people. He's talked to congressmen. He's talked to U.S. Senators, John James. We've been through them all. He said, my first impression sometimes is a little skeptical. We're used to being lied to on the campaign trail, and then when they get elected, a big disappointment. But I believe Dr. Sherry O'Donnell is totally sincere, will stand for her values and her principles, and she has my vote. So that's just typical of so many of these text messages I'm getting. But the bottom line is this, Sherry, you need to raise money. We've talked about this with all these other candidates, but the U.S. Senate race is so different. Explain to the people the travel, the gas, the time away from your practice, being able to cover the whole state of Michigan running for U.S. Senate. Explain the actual real world of being a candidate out there on the trail.
Trucker, the real world is that it is relentless and it is nonstop. I got home last night at 12:42 after being in Farmington. We're going out to Spring Arbor tonight. Tomorrow morning I'll be in Monroe. Then I leave Monroe and I'm in Kent County for a debate tomorrow evening. It is nonstop on the road. And yes, I've stepped away from my practice. I have a nurse practitioner seeing the majority of patients, but I've stepped away from my practice and I am in the fight because it's a battle of our lifetime. So, you know, hotels, there's been a lot of people that have been very gracious and put me up for the night. But the gas, the just simply being on the road. And yes, right now we're being asked, gosh, let's get some signs. And yep, I need to order the signs to cover the state, thousands upon thousands of dollars. You know, the commercials, the radio, the TV commercials when we get there. But truly the signs and getting it out there is there is real life cost to that. And all of that is going to, you know, sending out the email, sending out mailers. Mr. Rogers usually sends out one or two mailers a week as opposed to my touching the people. But, you know, Catherine Boussard from Salt and Light Global, she said, you know, Doc, you are a pinball. You're bing, bing, bing. You're all over the place and you're touching the voters. The voters are looking at those letters from Mr. Rogers and tossing them. They're meeting me, looking at me in my eyes and realizing that I'm not BSing them. I'm not giving them a line they want to hear. All you have to do is look at Rogers' website. There's not a single issue, right? Because if you stand for nothing, you'll fall for anything. And he can flow whichever way the wind blows, depending upon who he talks to. My messaging is the same. I'm able to look at the voter in the eyes and says, we've got this. So the cost is huge. The cost is huge.
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to put you in touch with your campaign with my sign guy. Unfortunately, I hate to say it, but he's in Iowa, and it's the best signs for the best dollar, and we'll try to get the biggest bang for the buck for your donations. I even got Kelly, secretary for the Mackinac County Republican Party. He said, we need signs in the UP, but send me a flyer in the meantime. I'll print it out by hand and spread it around. This is the type of thing we can do, and these are the type of things that people are capable of doing. One quick question I had a person ask, DocSherry2024.com website, do you have a PDF or a flyer of some sort that people can just click on and print on their own home computers? Have you been able to set that up yet?
I do. I don't have it on the website. I can certainly put it on the website or I can send it to them because, yes, we have the palm cards and all that on a PDF. So absolutely, if they want to get in touch with us, have them give us a jingle and we'll absolutely do that. And that would be amazing. And I would greatly appreciate that.
Yeah, because everybody now has computers and printers, color printers. You click on a colorful, you know, full tricolor flyer, click on it, print it. Print out 50, 100 of them. They can start passing them out to their friends and go to the meetings and different things like that. And that way, get your name recognition out, get your website out there, and hopefully get people to start donating. One last thing I did want to ask you before I let you go. You're going to be with us actually in Presque Isle at the Presque Isle County Republican Party event on Saturday, May the 11th. You also have other events planned for that weekend as well.
Oh, Trucker, we have plans every single day, every single weekend. And when we don't have something, we're making something. So we've got that weekend. There's a couple different.
Traverse City, I believe. You're heading over to those folks. Did they confirm a candidate forum for you? I know Grant Travis, I talked to Katie Ness. She said they were trying to put together a U.S. Senate candidate forum. Have they been able to put that together yet?
I've not had confirmation on that, and some of that, truckers, because those that are on the ballot are not so interested in debating me, especially Mr. Rogers. Mr. Rogers knows that he will be snowed under when we get to the debate stage. So they're trying to put that on, and right now what I understand is I'm the only one that's confirmed. Detroit News has reached out to us and said if we're really interested in debating, they would try to do something. We've not heard anything confirmed on that. The Tactical Civics is the following week in St. Ignace, but... So I'll be in Presque Isle next weekend. I'm doing a Derby Day in Monroe this weekend. And I said, then I'm flying up. I wish I was flying up.
Right. Afford an airplane, but I understand 84 miles an hour, according to the Michigan State Troopers. You won't get a ticket, just so you know, when you're up here in northern Michigan.
Well, that's good to know, northern Michigan. I haven't quite traveled that fast.
Right.
So we are all over the place. So we're ladies' Derby Day. I'm the keynote speaker on that. That's tomorrow. Then we head up to the D6 meeting in Belleville tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So we'll be there in Bellevue Sunday. We're all over the place, Trucker. So when Catherine said I'm like a pingball machine, I absolutely believe that that's true.
Yeah, so, well, we appreciate you very much. Again, the website is Doc, D-O-C, Sherry, Sherry, 2024.com. I got another text said, can we buy signs? If you can get them designed, is there a place that we could buy them from? So we'll talk about that. We'll brainstorm with our sign guy and Doc Sherry's campaign, and we'll get you guys that information soon. Last question real quick. If they do agree to a debate – or a candidate forum, make sure that you contact me as soon as possible. We'll get the information out, see if we can pack the room and to get a lot of Sherry supporters there. I'm sure this will be something they won't be happy with, but so sad, too bad. That's what we're going to do. So appreciate you doing it. And final thoughts to the folks before we let you go real quick.
Have a fantastic week. Just keep moving forward, guys. What we're seeing in Mecosta County with the grassroots and stopping the Goshen battery, we have power amongst the grassroots. Let's get her done. DocSherry2024.com. Have a great weekend.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com. Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power, plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Too many broken hearts have fallen in
everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Final segment of this week. Again, go to Doc, D-O-C, Sherry, S-H-E-R-R-Y, 2024.com. Click on the donate button. It is a big state. Just gasoline alone. She told me, I think she said 1 week with all the events she had, she traveled 2,700 miles in 1 week. Folks, that's the kind of mileage I used to put on my semi-truck when I was an owner-operator. 2,700, 3,000, 3,200 miles a week, driving 11 hours a day, 60 miles an hour. I mean, I can't even fathom driving that much to go to events. Then you get there, you got to set up your table, you got to set up your little banner. You got to look good, you got to be able to be engaged and energized and talk to people. Then you got to drive back home. I've talked to her at 12:30, 12:40 at night just to basically get her home to make sure she's driving safely. Because I know driving at night after all day on the road, giving speeches, talking to people, shaking hands, asking for donations, and then driving back home, it's like you start to zone out. And it's like, okay, hey, I'm up. I had to check the radio station, make sure we're good for tomorrow, get the logs checked, make sure everything's good. So I thought I'd just give you a call and kind of talk you home. And it's amazing. She's got so much energy. And she says, Trucker, I'm good. You know, I know you normally go to bed at this time, but I'm good. I got it. And thanks for calling me. Appreciate it. She'll tell me what she's done for the day, things that are happening tomorrow. And I got to tell you, great lady. So glad that she's running, stepping up. And finally, I didn't get to ask her about it, but she told me that she finally was able to see Mr. Rogers at an event when she went to Freeland. And actually, she was on stage sitting right behind him in the VIP seating section. And guess who got her that ticket? Guess who got her in and got her in VIP seating? Tudor Dixon, former Republican candidate for governor. Donald Trump had endorsed her last minute in the primary race. She won. Well, Tudor got her her seat. And when she was on stage and she saw Rogers walking in, he looked at her. He knew who she was. And she just smiled and she put out her hand to shake his hand. He shook her hand. And she says, it's so good to finally see you on the campaign trail. Because he doesn't go to any events. Some people are saying he's actually in Florida. That he flew up from Florida to attend this rally. He goes to no events. The one, I believe, county that had him as a keynote speaker for their Lincoln Day dinner, they had 18 people show up. Their county basically boycotted their Lincoln Day dinner because Mike Rogers was the keynote speaker. So I forget which county it was, but Vicky says good for them. Absolutely. We're sick and tired of these recycled politicians thinking that they got name recognition, they got millions of dollars, they're going to be able to run TV ads, they're going to be able to do all this stuff, and Donald Trump bought into the Kool-Aid. Mr. President, with all due respect, sir, stay out of our Michigan politics. We got this. We do not need your endorsements in our races. You've got a big campaign to run nationally. You're dealing with legal battles in the courts. You handle that. We'll handle our state's politics. Thank you, sir, but no thank you. I'm not voting for Rogers. I'd never vote for Rogers in a million years. I had one establishment rhino who I asked him to meet with Dr. Sherry. He refused to. Down in Oakland County. Longtime friend. I'm not going to mention his name. But he said, sorry, Randy, Trump's endorsed Rogers. I'm behind Rogers 100%. I don't even know who Dr. Sherry O'Donnell is. I said, first of all, that's a bald-faced lie. You know exactly who she is because she was the first one to turn in her signatures to get on the ballot. So I know you're lying. No, I'm not lying. I don't know who she is. I said, well, then talk to her and find out. Sorry, not interested. But, you know, when it's over and done, I hope you'll get behind and vote for Rogers in November. You know what I told him? I will not. I will not vote for Mike Rogers if he ends up being the candidate. I will leave that oval blank when I vote. I have values, I have principles, and I will not vote for Rogers. If he ends up winning the Republican nomination, I'm going to send a signal with my vote that, sorry, President Trump, sorry, establishment, sorry, the deep state in Washington, I'm not voting for, nor am I going to send him to Washington, D.C. to be my U.S. Senator. I do not want him representing me, and I will not vote for him. Oh, then you're helping Elisa Slotkin win. Elisa Slotkin is going to kick Rogers' butt. It isn't even going to be close. I'm going to make a prediction right now. I'm going to make a prediction. Mark my words on this one. May 3rd, 2024, Trucker Randy said on his show at 11:56 a.m. that Mike Rogers will lose to Elisa Slotkin by a larger margin percentage of the vote than Donald Trump and Biden in the presidential race. Biden, I believe, will lose Michigan. This year, he will lose Michigan. If he doesn't, and he beats Donald Trump, it's going to be very, very, very close. But Mike Rogers will lose by 10 percentage points or more to Elisa Slotkin for U.S. Senate race than the president's race. Mark it down. Put it in your books. 10% less people will be voting for Rogers than they will for President Trump on the November 5th ballot. I'm not voting for him. If he's the candidate, Republican establishment, I'm telling you right now, I'm leaving it blank. He is not my guy. He is a deep swamp creature, and there is absolutely no way, shape, or form I'll ever mark a ballot with his name on it. Well, then you're helping the Democrat win. You damn right I am. I'm sending a message to Trump, and I'm sending a message to the establishment party. Don't have my support, not my guy, I'm not voting for him. And I'm surely not voting straight Republican ticket. That's just the way this guy rolls. Well, that's it for today's show. This week's show, now back to the memories caused by the music. 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. You guys have a blessed, great weekend. God willing, we'll be back on Monday. Talk to you then.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, everybody, it's Sherry LaFave in Onaway. Come join the Presque County Republicans at this year's Reagan Day fundraiser dinner, Saturday, May the 11th, at the Posen Community Center. Come enjoy a great dinner and hear from Patriot rock star Mark Barner, founding member of the original Grand Funk Railroad Band. For tickets, call Darren Darga at 231-489-9254. Call today, 231-489-9254. See you there.
Presque Isle Electric and Gas Co-op has powered Northeast Michigan for more than 85 years. Now we're connecting it to the rest of the world through our new fiber network. Get ready for the PIE&G Connect broadband difference. The fastest speeds in Northeast Michigan, unlimited access, and exceptional reliability. Packages start at $54.95 per month with autopay. There's internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is noon.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you across